Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Our brothers and sisters are proceeding for Hajj, for ziyarat of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and for Hajj, Hazrat Shah Muhammad Ahmad sahab rahmatullahi alayhi. Just a few minutes ago I picked up this beautiful ashar of his when some people were leaving for Hajj. Some people were leaving from his family or from his murids or whoever they were, but they were leaving for Hajj. So they were leaving from India. That is why he says, Phir Hind se Teba ki taraf jald tu jaye. May Allah Ta'ala take you very speedily from India to Makkah Mukarrama or Madina Tayyiba. Says darbar e nabi phir tujhe allah dikhaye phir hind se teba ki taraf jald tu jaye darbar e nabi phir tujhe allah dikhaye darbar e nabi phir tujhe allah dikhaye darbar e nabi phir tujhe allah dikhaye phir hind se teba ki taraf jald tu jaye. We should say phir darban se jald tu jaye. Darbar e nabi phir tujhe allah dikhaye phir hind se teba ki taraf jald tu jaye. لبیک کی کانوں میں صدا پھر تیرے آئے لبیک کی کانوں میں صدا پھر تیرے آئے ساقی تجھے پھر جام محبت کے پلائے لبیک کی کانوں میں صدا پھر تیرے آئے ساقی تجھے پھر جام محبت کے پلائے دربار نبی پھر تجھے اللہ دکھائے پھر ہند سے طیبہ کی طرف جلد تو جائے. And it is making dua for himself so that Allah Ta'ala take you again to the darbar of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Darbar e nabi phir tujhe Allah dikhaye. Because you can't satisfy yourself. No matter how many times a person visits Madina Tayyiba, there is no such thing as satiation, satisfaction, that now the person does not have the desire to go there anymore. The sign of the acceptance of a Hajj is that the person wants to go again. The sign of the acceptance of a ziyarat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is the person wants to go again to make the ziyarat. Every time that he goes there and he returns, he leaves his heart behind and he comes and he wants to go back again. So he says, darbar e nabi phir tujhe Allah dikhaye. May Allah Ta'ala once again show you the darbar of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Phir hind se teba ki taraf jald tu jaye. May Allah Ta'ala take you speedily from India back again to Madina Tayyiba. And we say, may Allah Ta'ala take us speedily once again from South Africa to Madina Tayyiba. Labbaik ki kaanon mein sada phir tere aaye. When the person is putting on his ihram and when he is proceeding to Makkatul Mukarrama and especially when he is entering the Haram Sharif, from his right, from his left, from in front of him, from behind him, especially at the time of Hajj, labbaik, labbaik, and when you see the huge crowds pulling in, all plane loads and ship loads of people, everyone in ihram, and from all sides is labbaik, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk, la sharika lak. Ha, what enjoyment the person gets. Every ashik of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in his ihram sheets is calling out, labbaik, oh Allah, I'm here, I'm present, I'm at your service, I've come as your slave. Whatever your hukam is, I'm prepared to fulfill. I've come here in your ishq and in your muhabbat. After a little while, I will be going round and round your house. And then in search I will go to Mina, and then Arafat, and then Muzdalifa. Everywhere like an ashik, like a person that's majnoon, is madly in love, searching for his beloved. Darbar-e-Nabi, phir tujhe Allah dikhaye, phir Hind se Teba ki taraf jald tu jaye. Labbaik ki kaanon mein sada phir tere aaye. لبیک کی کانوں میں صدا پھر تیرے آئے ساقی تجھے پھر جام محبت کے پلائے ساقی تجھے پھر جام محبت کے پلائے اللہ تعالیٰ is the ساقی may he give you plenty of drink of his محبت cauldrons oceans of his محبت May Allah Ta'ala use containers upon containers of the drink of His Muhabbat. Labbaik ki kaano mein sada phir tere aaye. Labbaik ki kaano mein sada phir tere aaye. ساقی تجھے پھر جام محبت کے پلائے When you are going round and round the Kaaba Sharif, what else are you drinking but the jam of the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala? May Allah Ta'ala give plentiful of that to all of us. And on all sides, labbaik, labbaik, labbaik. دربار نبی پھر تجھے اللہ دکھائے See it, Allah Ta'ala might accept it. دربار نبی پھر تجھے اللہ دکھائے پھر ہند سے تیبہ کی طرف جلد تجائے May Allah Ta'ala take us speedily again from South Africa. لبیک کی کانوں میں صدا پھر تیرے آئے لبیک کی کانوں میں صدا پھر تیرے آئے ساقی تجھے پھر جام محبت کے پلائے اللہ تجھے شرک سے بدعت سے بچائے اللہ تجھے شرک سے بدعت سے بچائے تا عمر تجھے سنت نبوی پہ چلائے اللہ تجھے شرک سے بدعت سے بچائے تا عمر تجھے سنت نبوی پہ چلائے Because there is so much of danger there of a person falling into shirk and bid'at. So many people, they come there and they start doing a lot of bid'at there. There was a tree there, dating back to the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there was history about those dates there. But then the people started making sajda to the tree there. There were wells there. And then people start putting their dirty clothes all inside that well and then they start drinking that water and all those kind of bid'at when they started doing, so they closed up all those areas. So there is a danger because there's so much of love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and all those places there, so there is that danger line that the person could go on to some extreme and engage in some kind of shirk or bid'at. So the person has to be careful about tawheed also. On the one hand must be the jam of tawheed. On the other hand must the ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There must be a balance. that the person must not do anything or say anything which goes across that boundary line, and the person enters into the field of bid'at or shirk. So you say Allah Ta'ala must protect you from shirk too, from bid'at too. And throughout your life Allah Ta'ala must keep you paband of sunnat nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that great love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that great ishq, that burning fire of ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the muhabbat of Madinah Tayyibah, the muhabbat of Makkatul Mukarramah, the ishq of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sometimes makes the person go on to some kind of an extreme. So now these are things which have been mentioned by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself, that we must not engage into any kind of bid'at. So he said, may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala keep you paband on the sunnat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Express your ishq, express your love, but don't go into any kind of bid'at. Allah tujhe shirk se bid'at se bachaye, ta umr tujhe sunnat nabawi pe chalaye, darbar nabi phir tujhe Allah dikhaye, darbar nabi phir tujhe Allah dikhaye, phir Hind se Taiba ki taraf jald tu jaye, darbar nabi phir tujhe Allah dikhaye, darbar nabi phir tujhe Allah dikhaye. Darbar Nabi phir tujhe Allah dikhaye, phir Hind se Taiba ki taraf jald tu jaye, labbaik ki kaanon mein sada phir tujhe aaye, labbaik ki kaanon mein sada phir tujhe aaye, ساقی تجھے پھر جام محبت کے پلائے, اللہ تجھے شرک سے بدعت سے بچائے, تا عمر تجھے سنت نبوی پہ چلائے, ایمان کی لذت تجھے اللہ چکھائے, ایمان کی لذت تجھے اللہ چکھائے, دیوانہ تجھے عشق محمد کا بنائے. آمین. ایمان کی لذت تجھے اللہ چکھائے, ایمان کی لذت تجھے اللہ چکھائے, دیوانہ تجھے عشق محمد کا بنائے, دیوانہ تجھے عشق محمد کا بنائے. ایمان کی لذت تجھے اللہ چکھائے, ایمان کی لذت تجھے اللہ چکھائے, دیوانہ تجھے عشق محمد کا بنائے. صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. May Allah Ta'ala give you that sweetness of Iman. May Allah Ta'ala give you that taste of Iman. What else is Hajj and Umrah and Ziyarat all about? That the person must get that taste, that sweetness of that Iman, that sweetness of that ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It must not be that empty ta'alluq. There must be kind of haqiqat and reality that must come into our lives. The person must feel a change. He must feel he is actually drinking the drink of the muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He becomes like an ashik and a majnoon of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever is Allah ta'ala's hukam, whatever is Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hukam, he doesn't question. The Haji sahab doesn't question, why must I do this, why must I do that. He is told to remove his clothes and put two sheets of ihram. So the Haji sahab doesn't question that I've got so much of clothes in my bag. I brought my suit also. I've got my boot also. So he brings his suit and boot, but he can't wear it. The only thing he must listen to is the hoot of the cars and the buses. But he can't wear his suit and boot. So he doesn't question. Allah Ta'ala's hukam. Now all the hikmah behind it and the virtues and the wisdom and the benefits and the nasihat that a person can take, it's in its place. This Haji sahab doesn't question that when I have got so much of clothes, then why must I remove my clothes and put ihram sheets? Then he is told, go round and round the Kaaba Sharif. Now he doesn't question that, what is this going round and round the Kaaba Sharif? He is told to run between Safa and Marwa. So he doesn't question that. That was Hazrat Hajirat. She was in search of water or somebody to help her, assist her. The baby was Hazrat Ismail. He was thirsty. There was nobody there. So she was going up onto Mount Safa and onto Mount Marwa. And she had to run between the two. So she did that. How long must we keep doing that? We can go there and recall the history like we recall other history. Why must we do it? The Haji sahab doesn't question. And especially when he goes to Mina and throws the pebbles there. They say, what is this? Take pebbles and throw. Our childhood days we used to do that, take some stones and throw, some pebbles and throw. Now what is this now? We are adults, we are human beings of intelligence, great aqal and great understanding and great knowledge and great chain of degrees and qualifications. And we too must go and pick up seven pebbles and go and throw and get bumped and pushed. And he doesn't question. Arafat, Mina, Muzdalifah, everywhere he does things which demonstrates ishq and love for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That's all. Allah Ta'ala's hukam is madly in search of Allah Ta'ala. Whatever Allah Ta'ala says must do, he's doing. So that when he returns, he still carries on with that style that he has developed of obedience. This Iman ki lazzat tujhe Allah chakaye, diwana tujhe ishq Muhammad ka banaye. Darbar Nabi phir tujhe Allah dikhaye, phir Hind se Teba ki taraf jald tu jaye. Labbaik ki kaanon mein sada phir tere aaye, labbaik ki kaanon mein sada phir tere aaye. Saqi tujhe phir jaam muhabbat ke pilaye. Allah tujhe shirk se bid'at se bachaye, ta umr tujhe sunnat-e-nabawi pe chalaye, ta umr tujhe sunnat-e-nabawi pe chalaye. Diwan al-Iman ki lazzat tujhe Allah chakhaye, Iman ki lazzat tujhe Allah chakhaye, Diwana tujhe ishq-e-Muhammad ka banaye, Diwana tujhe ishq-e-Muhammad ka banaye. Allah tujhe Iman ki lazzat tujhe Allah chakhaye, Iman ki lazzat tujhe Allah chakhaye, دیوانہ تجھے عشق محمد کا بنائے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ہے میری دعا رب اب ہے میری دعا اب تیرا مقصود بر آئے ہے میری دعا اب تیرا مقصود بر آئے زمزم سے تیری پیاس کو اللہ بجھائے. ہے میری دعا ہے میری دعا اب تیرا مقصود بر آئے ہے میری دعا اب تیرا مقصود بر آئے زمزم سے تیری پیاس کو اللہ بجھائے. This thirst of yours with which you came. Now may Allah Ta'ala quench that thirst of yours with the water of Zamzam. That water which was used for the washing of the heart of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the night of Mi'raj. If there was no other virtue and no other fazilat of Zamzam, then just that much was sufficient. That the Mubarak heart of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Hazrat Jibreel could have brought water from Jannat to wash that heart. But it was the water of Zamzam that was used. So may Allah Ta'ala quench your thirst, he says now, with the water of Zamzam. May you get your objective, what you have come for. Hey, meri dua ab tera maqsood bar aaye, Zamzam se teri pyaas ko Allah bujhaye. دربار نبی پھر تجھے اللہ دکھائے دربار نبی پھر تجھے اللہ دکھائے پھر ہند سے طیبہ کی طرف جلد تجائے لبیک کی کانوں میں صدا پھر تیرے آئے لبیک کی کانوں میں صدا پھر تیرے آئے ساقی تجھے پھر جام محبت کے پلائے. پھر گنبد خضرا کا ہو دیدار میسر پھر گنبد خضرا کا ہو دیدار میسر پھر گنبد خضرا کا ہو دیدار میسر کعبہ تجھے پھر اپنے کلیجے سے لگائے. پھر گنبد خضرا کا ہو دیدار میسر. May your gaze once again fall on the green dome. May Allah Ta'ala make you cast your gaze once again on the Rosa Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Kaaba tujhe phir apne kalijay se lagaye. The heart of the Kaaba Sharif is the Hajar Aswad. The Multazam. So may you again get the opportunity of attaching yourself to the Multazam. May the Kaaba Sharif give you that opportunity. May Allah Ta'ala give you that opportunity to attach yourself to the Kaaba Sharif, to the Multazam. پھر گنبد خضرا کا ہو دیدار میسر پھر گنبد خضرا کا ہو دیدار میسر کعبہ تجھے پھر اپنے کلیجے سے لگائے کعبہ تجھے پھر اپنے کلیجے سے لگائے، پھر گنبد خضرا کا ہو دیدار میسر، کعبہ تجھے پھر اپنے کلیجے سے لگائے، دربار نبی پھر تجھے اللہ دکھائے، دربار نبی پھر تجھے اللہ دکھائے، پھر ہند سے طیبہ کی طرف جلد تو جائے، لبیک کی کانوں میں صدا پھر تیرے آئے، ساقی تجھے پھر جام محبت کے پلائے۔ May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. Come Lord.
The composition by Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib on the praise of Nabi Salatu Wassalam.
آپ کا مرتبہ اس جہاں میں، جیسے خورشید ہو آسمان میں، آپ کا مرتبہ اس جہاں میں، جیسے خورشید ہو آسمان میں، دوستو یہ شہر مدینہ، دوستو یہ شہر مدینہ، جس اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں، کرنا صلی علی ہو زباں پر، کرنا صلی علی ہو زباں پر، کیا اثر ہوگا ہو فغاں میں، گرنے صلی علی ہو زباں پر، کیا اثر ہوگا ہو فغاں میں، ورفعنا کا انعام یہ ہے، آپ کا ذکر ہو دو جہاں میں، آپ کا مرتبہ اس جہاں میں، جیسے خورشید ہو آسمان میں، دوستو یہ شہر مدینہ، جس سے اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں،
پوزیشن آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم،
آپ کا مرتبہ اس جہاں میں، جیسے خورشید ہو آسمان میں، لائک ہاؤ دا سن ان دا اسکائیز، دیٹ از یور پوزیشن، آپ کا مرتبہ اس جہاں میں، دا ہول ورلڈ ہول یونیورس، یو آر لائک دا سن، اینڈ وین دا سن کمز آؤٹ دین نو اسٹارز آر سین، نو میٹر ہاؤ پاور فل دا لائٹ آف دا اسٹارز مے بی، بٹ نتھنگ یو کین سی، ونس دا سن کمز آؤٹ دین آل دا اسٹارز ڈسپیئر، نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام از لائک دا سن، صحابہ کرام رضی اللہ عنہم اجمعین لائک دا اسٹارز، صحابہ کرام رضی اللہ عنہم اجمعین انٹل نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام لیوڈ ود آل دیئر شائننگ برائٹ کوالٹیز، برائٹ اسٹارز دے وے، شائننگ اسٹارز، بٹ بیکاز آف نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام پریزنس موسٹ آف دی اسٹارز دیئر گریٹنس اینڈ دیئر کمال was not known to the people of the world. After Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam passed away, then came Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu on the scene, and then people saw what Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq is. Then came Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, so they saw what a bright star this was. Europe came to know about him, Africa came to know about him, 2/3 of the then known world came to know about this shining star. Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala, in his time how much of conquest took place. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, so all the stars after that shone brightly. But whilst Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was there, his position is like that sun that you, the brightness of the sun, you don't see the stars. So the light that you see anyway in the world of ibadat, of zikr, of tilawat, of any good action, good deed, it is all due to that sun, that bright shining sun, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All that light is from there.
Unke rukh se tu jalwe chura kar jagmagata hai dunya ko shabbar. Unke rukh se tu jalwe chura kar jagmagata hai dunya ko shabbar. Magar ye ahle
dil jante hai khud hansi maa hai kamil nahi hai. The people of the dil, they know, the heart, they know that the moon hasn't got its own brightness. It is stealing from the light of the sun. So every little brightness that you see, it is stealing from the light of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore Nabi alayhi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ashabi kan nujum bi ayyihim iqtadaytum ihtadaytum." My sahabas are like the guiding stars. Whichever one of you, them you follow, you'll get hidayat. گر نہ صلی علی ہو زبان پر کیا اثر ہوگا آہ و فغاں میں. If the person doesn't have صلی علی درود شریف, when you read درود شریف before the dua and after the dua, then the dua that you make between the two درود شریف, اللہ تعالیٰ accepts it, because درود شریف is accepted, always accepted. So it is as if you are packaging your dua between the درود شریف. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Kareem, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Kareem. In between the two Kareems, the sinful servant of Allah ta'ala, he's raising his hands, he's making dua. So Durud Sharif, Gar salli ala, if you don't have salli ala, kya asar hoga ho fughame, in your cries, in your duas. But if you don't have that salli ala, that muhabbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then it won't have any effect.
آپ کا مرتبہ اس جہاں میں جس خورشید ہو آسمان میں, آپ کا مرتبہ اس جہاں میں جس خورشید ہو آسمان میں. دوستو یہ ہے شہر مدینہ جس اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں. کرنے صلی علی ہو زباں پر کیا اثر ہوگا آہو فغاں میں. کرنے صلی علی ہو زباں پر کیا اثر ہوگا ہو فغاں میں. ورفعنا کا انعام یہ ہے آپ کا ذکر ہے دو جہاں میں.
آپ ورفعنا لکا ذکرک. So you see the effect of that, that everywhere Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's name is being mentioned. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. In the azan, in the namaz, everywhere with Allah تبارك وتعالى's name there must be Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام. رسالت of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, you have to believe in to be a mu'min. The finality of the prophethood of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, if a person does not believe in, then no matter how much of Tawheed he may have, but it's not complete. Without Risalat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there's no Tawheed also. Because Tawheed
You have to believe in the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It doesn't mean you must believe Allah is one, that's all. It means that you must believe in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in everything that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says or He has mentioned in the Quran Sharif. Now the Quran Sharif says Muhammadur Rasulullah. Atiullah wa atiur Rasul. So many ayat of the Quran Sharif. He says that this is the effect we have seen of rafa'na laka zikrak, that Allah Ta'ala has made your zikr throughout the world on the tongues of people in abundance. So many people around the world are reading Durud Sharif. After the azan, in the azan, namaz, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's name, after the azan again, read Durud Sharif, read Allahumma rabba hazi, da'wati ta'ma, the dua, and read in abundance Durud and Salam on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. There's nobody that is being remembered after Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala more than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Amongst the Anbiya, Solaha, and everyone that you can think of, there are people who are reading 20,000 times Durud Sharif even today. In these times of fitnas, when we haven't got the time and we say, how can they manage 20,000 times? But I have met people who have read 20,000 or they're still reading 20,000 times. Now we may say that it is impossible. For us everything is impossible. But for them it is possible. Allah Ta'ala gives them that kind of barakat in their time. Of course for us we say we are weak. So we don't recommend that a person read so much. But 100 times at least a person can read. So throughout the world Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, salat and salam is being sent. And Allah Ta'ala has got the angels. Take it and convey to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Millions and millions of times.
Yeah. Aapka martaba is jahan mein jaise khurshid ho aasman mein. Dosto yeh shehr-e-Madina jise Islam phaila jahan mein. Shart-e-Tauheed-e-Kamil yahi hai. Shart-e-Tauheed-e-Kamil yahi hai. Ishq ho aapka qalb-o-jaan mein. Koi samjhega kya ghair mumkin aapka rutba dono jahan mein. Sharte tauheed kamil yahi hai. Sharte tauheed kamil yahi hai. Ishq ho aapka qalb jahan mein. Koi samjhega kya ghair mumkin aapka rutba dono jahan mein. Aapka martaba is jahan mein jaise khurshid ho aasman mein. Sabze gumbad pe jis ki nazar ho. Sabze gumbad pe jis ki nazar ho. Wo bala jaye kis gulsita mein. Wo bala jaye kis gulsita mein.
Sabze gumbad pe jis ki nazar ho. Wo bala jaye kis gulsita mein. Sharte tauheed kamil yahi hai. Aapka ishq ho qalb o jaan mein. Allah Ta'ala's beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his ishq, if it is in our hearts, then that is the shart of tawheed. We must have his ishq. Otherwise we haven't got tawheed also. Sabz gumbad pe jis ki nazar ho, wo bala jaye kis gul sita mein. If a person is in Madina Sharif, and he's got his gaze, or he can look at the green dome, but he says that, no, I am going to search for some gardens for enjoyment and for satisfaction of my heart's desires. So if he is looking for gardens in Madina Sharif, then we will say that this person has got no ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The person who's got true ishq and love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, then he doesn't need gardens when he is there. His gaze on the Gumbad-e-Khazra, Sabz-e-Gumbad, the green dome. He gets the enjoyment of all the gardens of the world in his heart. In a capsule form, the enjoyment of all the gardens of the world comes into his heart. Just that one gaze. So much of medication they take the roots of trees, the bark and the leaves and fruits and what they take, and they make it into one capsule. And they say that you take this one capsule and it is so powerful, gives you so much strength and vitality. It's all in a capsule form. So like that, the enjoyment and the taste that a person gets in all the gardens of the world, that he gets on just one gaze on the green dome. Woh bala jaye kis gulsita mein, which garden must he go and look for when he's got the opportunity there to look at the green dome? When the Haram Sharif is closed also, he can still go from the outside and go and look at the green dome. Sabz gumbad pe jiski nazar ho, woh bala jaye kis gulsita mein. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala take us repeatedly there and give us the opportunity of making a ziyarat and looking at the green dome. What noor there is on that green dome. Wallah, there's such noor. Because you know exactly beneath that green dome is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine a very powerful $1 billion bulb that is there, and that brightness is hitting. It's just that the dome is covering it. But otherwise from inside, there is that billions of watt bulb that is giving that light. And from the top, all the angels that are coming from the Durood Salaam, the angels are covering it. The dome is covered with the angels. How much of noor. We don't have those hearts. That's the only problem. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with those hearts so that we can absorb a little bit of that noor into our hearts. Jee.
Aapka martaba is jahan mein, jis khurshid ho aasmaan mein. Dosto, ye hai shahr-e-Madina, jise Islam phaila jahan mein. Sabz-e-Gumbad pe jis ki nazar ho, Sabz-e-Gumbad pe jis ki nazar ho, wo bala jaye kis gulstaan mein. Naam ke sahib pyara Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, naam ke sahib pyara Muhammad, jiske sadke mein imaan hai jaame, naam ke sahib pyara Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, jiske sadke mein imaan hai jaan mein. Aapka martaba is jahan mein, jaise khurshid ho aasmaan mein. Ye
kaisa hai pyara Muhammad, jinke sadke mein imaan hai jaan mein. That name itself, the sweetness in it. Anyway that you see Muhammad, any person whose name is Muhammad, straight away what does it bring to mind? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if a person is Muhammad, then can he be in a casino? Can he be in a disco? Can he be in cinema and theatres? Can he be watching any kind of porn and filth? Can he be neglecting his salat? He must think immediately, what is my name? And not only he who is Muhammad, anyone has got a Muslim name. But particularly those people whose names were kept for barakat. Why else did the fathers give those names? Why did we keep our children's name upon the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? We could have kept many other names. There are lots of film actors and actresses. People are going crazy over their names. So why did these parents particularly choose the names of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Yasin, Taha, Muhammad, or any of the name of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, so that those akhlaq, that those sifat come into that person. So naam of kaisa hai pyara Muhammad, how beautiful is that name. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave that name to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Ahmad and Muhammad. In the scriptures of the past, it was Ahmad. In the Quran Sharif, Muhammad. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his name also. And as they said that in Gujarati, honey they call mud. In Gujarati, honey they call mud. So in Muhammad, there's even mud there. Sweetness. May Allah Ta'ala give us the true ishq. And true ishq is demonstrated in ittiba. And you conclude it now.
Aapka martaba is jahan mein jaise khurshid ho aasman mein. دوستو یہ شہر مدینہ جسے اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں یہ فیضان نور نبوت جو ہے اسلام سارے جہاں میں یہ فیضان نور نبوت جو ہے اسلام سارے جہاں میں کیا جو ہے اسلام سارا جہاں میں کیا کہوں رفعت شان گنبد کیا کہوں رفعت شان گنبد کچھ نہیں دم ہے اختر زباں میں کچھ نہیں دم ہے اختر زباں میں آپ کا مرتبہ اس جہاں میں جیسے خورشید ہو آسمان میں
کیا کہوں رفعت شان گنبد دم نہیں ہے اختر زباں میں. How can I describe the greatness, the azmat, the shan of the green dome of the Rauza Mubarak? There's no vocabulary to describe it. I don't have the himmat, I don't have the courage, I don't have the strength, I don't have that kind of language and vocab with which I can describe the shan of the gumbad. Who can describe it? Only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows what must be there. Only Allah ta'ala knows. Allah ta'ala knows Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows Allah ta'ala. What do we know? What is our ma'rifat? Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shan. It's not possible for any human being to really describe. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala take everybody there, but with azmat of the Mubarak lands. All those who are going for Hajj, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, all those who are going for Hajj, Allah ta'ala must take them there and give them the tawfiq to consider themselves being in that Mubarak land where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam walked, where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam received the wahi from where Islam spread throughout the world, where the Gumbad and the Rosa Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is. So they must abstain and restrain themselves from everything that is displeasing to Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam. With azmat and with muhabbat, if a person goes there, he will definitely come back with something different in his heart. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Now after Isha there will be no program at the madrasa there, because it is Isha is late, so we decided instead of going to the madrasa we rather sit here. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ey Allah, humare gunaho ko maaf farma, humare khatao ko maaf farma, ہماری لغزشوں سے درگزر فرما. اے اللہ, ہم گنہگار ہیں, سیاہکار ہیں, بدکار ہیں, سب کچھ ہے بندے مگر تیرے, تجھے چھوڑ کے ہم گندے جائے کہاں, تیرے سوا ہمارا کوئی سہارا نہیں, تیرے سوا کوئی ہمارا نہیں. او اللہ, fill our hearts with your عشق and with your محبت and with your love, and the ishq and muhabbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Bless us with ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, put the azmat of yours and Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam into our hearts. Ya Allah, give us steadfastness in our iman. Ya Allah, keep us steadfast on iman and yaqeen. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins, minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, of our heart and mind. O my beloved Allah, bless us with sihat, with afiyat, with salamati, with izzat. Bless us with a life of taqwa, a life of piety, a life of zuhud and qanaat. O my beloved Allah, give us the tawfiq of abundant shukr upon your ni'mats. Ya Allah, give us the himmat and courage to restrain ourselves from everything that is displeasing to you. Those who are going for Hajj, Ya Allah, make their Hajj maqbool, mabroor. Accept their tawafs. Ya Allah, accept their Safa, Marwa, Sa'i. Ya Allah, accept their Mina, Arafat and Muzdalifa. Ya Allah, make them maqbool and mabroor Hajj. Ya Allah, accept the ziyarat of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Accept all the du'as that they will make in those Mubarak lands. Ya Allah, bless us also with the tawfiq of going repeatedly to those Mubarak places. Ya Allah, bless us all with the opportunity of repeatedly looking at the Gumbad-e-Khazra, of repeatedly saying salat and salam at the Rosa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, ہماری گندی زبانیں اور ہمارے گندے قدم اور ہمارا گندہ جسم اس لائق نہیں ہے کہ مدینہ تو یہ بات ہے. لیکن میرے اللہ, تو رحیم ہے, تو کریم ہے, تو ستار ہے, تو غفار ہے, یا اللہ, ہم اسی لیے چاہتے ہیں وہاں بار بار جانے کا, تاکہ ہمارے گناہ معاف ہو جائے, تاکہ تیری محبت نصیب ہو جائے, تاکہ رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا سچا عشق اور سچی محبت ہمارے دل کے اندر آ جائے. یا اللہ, our feet may be dirty, our bodies may be dirty, our tongues may be dirty, but what else are we seeking the ziyarat for? Ya Allah, we are seeking it so that we may get forgiveness of our sins, so that our dirty bodies and our dirty hearts may become purified and clean. Main isi muh se Kaaba jaunga, main isi muh se Kaaba jaunga, sharm ko khaak mein milaunga, ro ro ke main unko manaunga, ro ro ke main unko manaunga, اپنی بگڑی یوں بناؤں گا.
Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Bless us with your qurb, with your marifat, with your yaqeen. Ya Allah, bless us with such a bond with you, such a bond with you, that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Ya Allah, zindagi jo guzar gayi, guzar gayi. The life that is gone is gone. The life that remains, keep us steadfast on sirat-e-mustaqim. Ya Allah, Rasool-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ummat is suffering around the globe. Remove their sufferings, their hardships, their problems. Ya Allah, unki takalif, unki musibatein, unki pareshaniyon ko dur farma dein. Rasool-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke sadqe mein, ya Allah, ummat-e-muslima ki pareshaniyon ko dur farma. Ya Allah, sab ko salamati naseeb farma. Ya Allah, Rasool-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. All the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness. Especially in Hajjatul Wida. How can we forget the Hajjatul Wida in this Mubarak days of Hajj? Ya Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with his 124,000 shining stars. All the duas that he made. Ya Allah, bless us with the goodness that he asked for us. Bless our parents with that goodness, wives and children with that goodness, the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Except all the works of deen that are taking place. Ya Allah, tablighu da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma, unke ijtemaat ko qubool farma. خانقاؤں کی مشائخ کی مدارس کی مساجد کی دارالعلوم کی اعلیٰ جتنی بھی محنت دین کی ہو رہے سب کو قبول فرما سب کام کرنے والوں کو اخلاص کی دولت سے مالا مال فرما مسلمانوں کی تجارتوں میں مال میں جان میں ایمان میں برکت عطا فرما ہر قسم کے حرام سے ہماری حفاظت فرما ربنا تقبل منا انکا انت السمیع العلیم وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى خَيْرِ خَلْقِهِ سَيِّدِنَا وَنَبِيِّنَا وَمَوْلَانَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِهِ وَأَصْحَابِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ